come from all over the United States to make deals here in the marketplace of America. Let's make a deal. And now, here's America's top trader, TV's big dealer, Monty Hall.
Welcome back to SwampSwami.com. It's time for the NBA's Let's Make a Deal Week. Now that the NFL season has finally concluded, it's time for the NBA to grab the spotlight this week, with many teams scrambling to make mid-season player trades prior to this Thursday, February 7th, 2 p.m. Central Time deadline. Some perpetual non-playoff teams will likely be involved in several transactions, which might make you ask, why did they do that? In many cases, it's probably an act of desperation by a deal junkie general manager who believes that the new player or players will give hope for a playoff run for their team. Now, when you read about deals like this, the collective yawn is definitely in order for the week. In all likelihood, most of the teams making deals this week are dumpster diving. In the case last week of the Dallas Mavericks, though, the fishing expedition reeled in a potential game changer for the Big D. The Mavericks made a multiplayer deal with the New York Knicks to obtain 7'3" sharpshooter Kristaps Porzingis. For the Mavs, the newly acquired player gives the city hope that they now have two all-star talents along with rookie sensation Luka Doncic. For the Knicks, that team now appears to be propelling itself toward the bottom of the standings in an effort to land the first pick in next season's NBA draft. Now, if the Knicks should be able to draft Duke University's Zion Williamson, and if potentially the team could lure an established NBA player to play in the Big Apple, then Knicks fans have been dealt some hope. Well, in Dallas, they have a legitimate foundation to sell season tickets. But in New York, the team is saying, trust me, again. Caveat emptor, New York. Meanwhile, there is a big buzz in the air this week as at least one more of the NBA's top players is expected to be dealt to another team by later on this week. Anthony Davis of the New Orleans Pelicans advised the team recently that he wants out and will not sign another extension to stay in the Crescent City. The 6'11 Davis, who averages 29 points a game and 10 rebounds for the Pelicans, believes that the city's basketball franchise will never be able to bring a title to the Big Easy. Davis has let it be known that he would love to be dealt to the Los Angeles Lakers and play basketball with the aging LeBron James. According to sources, Magic Johnson, who is general manager of the Lakers, has offered up to 5 of the Lakers' younger players and 2 number one draft picks for Anthony Davis, and perhaps 1 or 2 more players from the Pelicans to balance out the financial side of the deal. For the Lakers and the NBA, the league's popularity would certainly leap as the Lakers begin to contend for a title again. Well, what about New Orleans, you ask? Why would New Orleans send its best player to another Western Conference competitor? Think big picture along with me for just a moment. With the deflation of hope of short-term basketball success in New Orleans, the deal may cleverly serve to nudge the New Orleans franchise to move to another city in the next year or two. Get ready, Seattle, as Pelicans fans turn against their local basketball team. Now, the current owner of the Pelicans is Gail Benson, the widow of Tom Benson. And yes, that's the Benson family, who also owns the New Orleans Saints of the NFL. By selling the New Orleans Pelicans to Seattle, the Benson family could pocket up to $2 billion for their NBA team while building a virtual moat to keep the city's beloved Saints as the only professional franchise in the state of Louisiana. Now remember, star quarterback Drew Brees will eventually retire, and Saints fans could be in store for a few leaner years after that. So why not cash out and sell New Orleans' NBA team to another city willing to pay a big price, put that money in the bank, and avoid the costs of rebuilding 2 professional franchises in New Orleans instead of just 1. The NBA would win too, because they would regain the number 14 television market in Seattle while, quote, losing New Orleans at number 50. The NBA's 30 owners wouldn't veto that kind of deal, would they? With Seattle's new downtown basketball arena now under construction, do not be surprised to find the NBA's Pelicans flying northwest soon. With the NBA's Let's Make a Deal Week underway, watch closely as some teams' fans will win the big deal, while others, New Orleans, will certainly get zonked once again. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
She's looking over here for a picture of herself. Who's that? Oh, that's you. The driver's license. I should have known.
Let's make a deal. This is Stephen Hayes, Monty Hall production. Jay Stewart speaking.
Did you find the bat over there? $300?